ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय This morning we'll be reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 15, and three verses today, because the first two verses, there are no purport by Srila Prabhupada, only on text 18, so 16, 17, and 18. I'll read 16 and 17 by myself, and we all read together or recite Text 18. Santustasya nirihasya swatmaramasya yatsukam kutastat kamalabhena dvato arhihaya disha. One who is content and satisfied, who links his activities with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, residing in everyone's heart, enjoys transcendental happiness without endeavoring for his livelihood. Where is such happiness for a materialistic man who is impelled by lust and greed, and who therefore wanders in all directions with a desire to accumulate wealth? Next text. Sadha santusta manasa sarva siva maya disha sarkara kantaka dho divya yatopanat phada shivam. For a person who has suitable shoes on his feet, there is no danger even when he walks on pebbles and thorns. For him, everything is auspicious. Similarly, for one who is always self-satisfied, there is no distress. Indeed, he feels happiness everywhere. This is a very important word that's been repeated here. Santusya or santusta. Santusta manasa, and in the previous one was santustaya, meaning one who is fully satisfied. Text 18. Again, that word is being repeated. Santusta kena varajan na barte tapi varina aupascha jaivya karpanya griha palayate jana. Word for word meaning, santusta, a person who is always satisfied. Kena, why? Va, or rajan, O king. Na, not varteta, should live happily, api, even, varina, by drinking water, opascha, due to the genitals, jaivya, and the tongue, karpanyat, because of a wretched or miserly condition, griha pralayate, he becomes exactly like a household dog. Jana, such a person. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. My dear King, a self-satisfied person can be happy even with only drinking water. However, one who is driven by the senses, especially by the tongue and genitals, must accept the position of a household dog to satisfy his senses. So everybody please repeat. My dear King, a self-satisfied person can be happy even with only drinking water. However, one who is driven by the senses, especially by the tongue and genitals, must accept the position of a household dog to satisfy his senses. Purport. According to the Shastras, a Brahmana or a cultured person in Krishna consciousness will not enter anyone's service to maintain body and soul together, and especially not for satisfaction of the senses. A true Brahmana is always satisfied. Even if he has nothing to eat, he can drink a little water and be satisfied. This is only a matter of practice. Unfortunately, however, no one is educated in how to be satisfied in self-realization. As explained above, a devotee is always satisfied because he feels the presence of the Super Soul within his heart and thinks of Him 24 hours a day. That is real satisfaction. A devotee is never driven by the dictations of the tongue and genitals, and thus he is never victimized by the laws of material nature. Omagyanam timirandasya gyanangyana shalakaya chakshurun militam yenam tasmai shi gurave namaha Sri Chaitanya Manovistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Si Chuta Padakamalam Si Gurum Vaisnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatan Vitam Tam Sujivam Sadvaitam Sadvadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Si Vishakam Vitamsya He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesa Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurange Radhe Vrindavaneswari Vishabhanu Sute Deve Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataru Vyascha Kripa Sindhu Vya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaisnavebhyo namo namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Santustasya Nirihasya Svatmaramasya Yatsukam Kutastatkama Lobhena Dvavatoriheya Disha. So from the 16th sloka, which we began our reading this morning, one cannot become fully satisfied or content unless all of his activities are dovetail. Dovetail means, Prabhupada used this word, dovetail, dovetailing our consciousness to the supreme consciousness in the early days of his lectures in New York, where the Krishna consciousness movement started in 1966. Dovetailing our consciousness. When we dovetail our consciousness to the supreme consciousness, that means our activities follow the same way. And he is happy. He is not material happiness, but spiritual happiness, transcendental happiness. And therefore, there is nothing for him to be aspire for or desire for anything else. Desire, we always have. There is no time that we will not have any desire, either material or spiritual desire. That's why it says that for those especially who are in Sri Vrindavan Dham, one must be very careful to desire. If you desire in a wrong way, then it'll be the cause of your unhappiness. Especially when you go parikrama, Vrindavan parikrama or Govardhan parikrama, Krishna is right there on your right hand side. He can hear everything. Even if you don't speak, he can hear your mind, he can hear what's inside of you, what's going on. So one must be very careful. The desire should be only to please the Supreme Lord. There is a statement in the Srimad Bhagavatam whereby we're not looking for miseries, but we're not inviting miseries, but miseries come. A Prabhupada was once asked, how one can become self-satisfied? How one can become self-satisfied? It's a good question. How one can become content? Because in the Bhagavatam also it says, a greedy person, you can give the entire universe and it's not enough. He still wants more. This was told in the pastimes of Vamana. When he asked for 3 steps of land, and was surprised. The king was surprised. Oh, how come you're only asking 3 steps of land? What can you get from 3 steps of land? But he doesn't know. He's dealing with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, we're not asking for miseries or anxieties, but they come. We're all hankering for happiness. But they also come in due course of time because we have this certain quota of happiness and distress due to our previous activities. So Prabhupada says, he quote a verse, he says, Tasyaiva hetu prayate ta kovido na labhyate brahmatam upari adha. You simply try to become Krishna conscious. Try to be Krishna conscious. And how shall I live? Tal labhyate dukhavat anyata sukham. Only try to become Krishna conscious. You don't have to endeavor. So what does it mean to become, try to become Krishna conscious? In spiritual life, the start of spiritual life is controlling of the senses. There is no such thing as just like the yogis. The yogis, their focus of attention is to meditate on the super soul within the heart. The super soul is within us, the Paramatma. He is constantly with us 24 hours a day. 24 hours. Never leaves us. In any species of life that we take, birth after birth, the Paramatma is there. So he sees, he is the witness, he is the permitter, and he is also the controller. So somehow, we have to control the senses first. And it says in the Bhagavad Gita that if you cannot control your senses, it'll end up that you are going to hell. The three gates leading to hell, according to the Bhagavad Gita, this is from the 16th chapter, text 21. Tribidham narakashedham dwaram nasanam atmana kama krodas tata lobhyas tasmat eta trayam chajet. There are three gates leading to this hell: lust, anger, and greed. Lust means name, fame, wealth, woman. Usually it's three: woman, wealth, and prestige or position. And the most difficult thing to give up is one's position, prestige. Not so easy. This is what you call false ego. So every sane man, says the Bhagavad Gita, every sane man should give this up, for they lead to the degradation of the soul. When one cannot attain his lusty desire, that means the propensity to enjoy sense gratification, then he becomes angry. However, when he obtain his desire for lusty propensities, he wants more and more and more. He wants everything. He wants to increase. It's what he called greed. So this lust, anger, and greed, these are the three gates leading to hell, and this is the enemy. One of three of the enemies. Actually, he says there are six enemies of the living beings. Lust, anger, greed, madness, illusion, and envy. Envy, which is cannot be dovetailed to the Supreme Lord. If one wants to become satisfied, all he needs to do is only think of how to please the Supreme Lord. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur says that everything in this world, everything in the material world, we should see it as they are ingredients for us to be used to serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead. As soon as we see the material world for my own sense enjoyment, then it's not possible to become self-satisfied. It's not possible. It's like you are building a fire and you try to put it out by putting fuel into it. How are you gonna make it out or dissolve the fire? It's not possible. The more we satisfy our material desires, then the more we become unsatisfied. It's the opposite. The more we try to enjoy the material energy, the more we suffer. The more we try to please Krishna and give everything to Krishna, then Krishna will give back more to us, which is what you call anandam pudhi bardhanam, unlimited happiness, which is always increasing and never end. So where does this greed come from? We have greed, so it must be coming from Krishna also himself, because he is the source of everything. But his greed or his desire is different. Lord Krishna, he has a desire and greed also. It's what he called lobha. But his greed is transcendental. Unlike a person who is in the bodily concept of life, his greed is material greed. That's what you call transcendental greed also. So Lord Krishna himself, he wanted to find out three things. What is Radharani's love? What is it that Radharani, why is it that Radharani is attracted to me? He cannot figure this out himself. What is it that Radharani is the only one who can please me the most? Nobody else. There's another desire of Krishna that he wants to find out. What is my Rupa Madhuri, my excellent beauty that Radharani relishes? It says in the Chaitanya Charitamrita that the gopis, when they see Krishna's beauty, Krishna is Madan Mohan, he attracts Cupid. But Krishna is the transcendental Cupid who attracts everyone. Krishna means all attractive. So when the gopi sees his beauty, the beauty of the gopis also increases 1,000 times more than Krishna. And when Krishna sees the beauty of the gopis, Krishna also increases beauty. It's a transcendental competition. But Radharani is more attractive to Krishna. We are attracted to Krishna, but Krishna is attracted to Radharani. So what is this? What type of pleasure does Radharani derive by relishing my beauty? And how can I relish it? So this is the desire. That's why he came as Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. As a devotee, the Supreme Lord himself came as a devotee to experience this. But this desire or greed is not mundane. It is spiritual. The lusty desires is very difficult to curtail. As Prabhupada says, even those who are in the renounced order of life, that doesn't mean Maya will not attack them. Everyone is being attacked by the material energy in this world. As long as we have this material body, we're going to be attacked by Maya, that which is not, and which is in the form of woman. Now, there is nothing wrong with woman. It is how we think. It is what we think about them. If we see everyone in equal vision, that everyone is a servant of Krishna. I was listening to a video because recently we just observed Brahmananda Prabhu's disappearance day. Is it? Yeah, according to the Western calendar, 7th of June. He says the most important thing, that quality that he saw in Prabhupada, is his quality of compassion. He never differentiate between men and women. He says that, oh, these women, then they're lesser. There is a statement in the Shastra. Was that Sudra, women, and old, something like that? Considered as low, they're of low birth, the Sudras and the women, but it is not. If one is Krishna conscious, it's no such thing. It says also that this is what the Shastra says, that women are, was that 8 times lustier than men? 9? Oh, now we increased, huh? No, this is material. Spiritually, we're all servants of Krishna. And this is what Brahmananda Prabhu says. He did not differentiate. The main thing that he sees between all of his disciples, boys and girls, he used to address them as boys and girls, is that they are servants of Lord Krishna. So the moment we think that the opposite sex, the woman for the man is the woman, and the woman for the woman is the man. That's how the Shastra says. So if we think the opposite sex is the object for our own sense enjoyment, immediately Maya captured us. Automatically, immediately. So those who are in the renounced order of life, Maya attacks. But then, they know how to say no. We should have a radar detector, just like in America. They have used that also in Delhi, you know, in highways. If you go over speeding, they have the radar gun. So if you go over certain speed limit, then you will get ticketed. So similarly, for those who are practicing Krishna consciousness, we have to have this Maya radar detector. Maya radar detector. That as soon as the Maya becomes attracted to sense enjoyment, immediately check it. Immediately says no. No way! I've been here in this material world for so many lifetimes, been there, done that. Now I have given this human form of life. Now is the best time to make for sure that this will be my last birth. Now, if somehow or other we're not able to make it, according to the Bhagavad Gita, Swalpam api. If you finish a certain percentage, that you will continue. Material endeavor, you may have everything, but at the time of death, it will be taken away. A self-satisfied person, he doesn't ask for anything, as we've heard here from the sloka. He's happy with a glass of water. Prabhupada told a story. It's like 250 years ago, there was a big zamindar, a king in Krishnanagar. So he approached the Brahmana. Is there anything I can do for you? Do you need anything? And the Brahmana says, no, I'm satisfied. My wife, she will... or my disciples, they will bring rice, and my wife will boil the rice. And here, there is a tamarind tree. I'll just take the fruits, make juice from it. I'm satisfied. There's nothing I need. For the devotee, though, we should not be satisfied. Oh, how come Maharaj saying we should be? We should be satisfied, the same thing, we should not be satisfied. But devotee's not satisfaction is not because he is not getting his material desires fulfilled. He's not being satisfied, as we've heard the other day, the comment, that we should somehow think that we are unqualified, and whatever we offering to the Supreme Lord or to the spiritual master is not enough. I should endeavor more. I should struggle more. This is what Krishna wanted to see from us. It's not how much we give to Krishna, but what is it that we are, our intentions in doing things for the pleasure of Hari Guru and Vaishnavas? Is my intention really to please Krishna, or I just want to be great? One time, Lord Krishna visited Yudhisthira Maharaj and Duryodhan. So he asked Yudhisthira Maharaj, look for somebody else who is lower than you. And he asked Duryodhan, look for someone who is greater than you. So at the end of the day, he went back. Krishna asked Yudhisthira Maharaj, did you find someone? I cannot find anyone who is lower than me. I am the lowest. We should be always thinking like that, that I am most unqualified. Even you are qualified, you still think that you are unqualified. That makes you qualified. If you think you are qualified and you are unqualified, that doesn't make you qualified. He is a great Vaishnava. This is the quality of a great Vaishnava. And then he went to Duryodhana, and Duryodhana says, oh, all day long I was looking for someone who is greater than me. No, I cannot find that person. I am the greatest. He is blinded by vanity and greed and lust. Cannot give it up so easily. Even King Indra was punished one time to be a hog. King Indra is the king of the demigods. And so therefore, he went down to the earthly planet. He lived like a hog or a pig with his piggy wife and with his little piggies. You know, pigs, hogs. It's like in Vrindavan, you see them in action. They have a different, they're a different species here though. They're like, you know, punk rockers. They have these spikes. They have sex with their family members. They have sex with their daughters. They have sex with everybody. They eat stool. They eat everything. And now it's time for King Indra to go back. And King Indra says, no way. I would rather sacrifice my being a king in the heavenly planets than this one. I enjoy this. And Lord Brahma has to come down to pull him out in that kind of situation. So, it is not so easy because of our false ego. Where is the root cause? What is the root cause of these lusty desires, this greed, this anger? It says in the Bhagavad Gita. See, the Bhagavad Gita is a book of knowledge whereby it says also the solution. Just like here, we are warned by the government that terrorists may come anytime. So we're looking, where will the terrorists coming from? Is it going to be from gate number one? Or is it going to be from gate number two? There must be a root cause. There must be, you know, like plans how to do it. So we're meetings with the management and try to figure out a solution just in case. So Bhagavad Gita is like that also. Where does this come from? And the root cause of this is the mind and the intelligence. Mind and intelligence. They have to be purified. Even though they're material, whatever be used for the service of the Supreme Lord, they can be purified. And if they become purified, then one becomes peaceful. One becomes peaceful. It is natural to have the mind attracted to the sense objects for sense enjoyment, but it is unnatural also at the same time to not be attracted. It's like when we hear, oh, that devotee, he's in Maya. You've heard this before? Huh? That devotee fell down. That is normal. But then, when you hear devotee, oh, look at that devotee. He's coming to the morning program every day. He's chanting his rounds sincerely. He's coming to the all morning programs. He's doing his service nicely. This is amazing. If one doesn't come, that is normal. But that doesn't mean normal that he should not improve. It says in the Bhagavatam, Prabhupada mentioned in a purport, if one has material desires and he wants to become Krishna conscious and he entertains the material desires, he will not become successful. It's not possible. He will not become successful. Only one, as Bhaktivinoda Thakur says also, the number one offense that we should avoid while chanting is to be inattentive, and it's number 10 also, to give up was a number 10, to maintain one's material desires while chanting the holy name of the Lord. It is natural to have material desires. You want to make advancement, you have to give them up. You don't want to make advancement, you maintain it if you like. That's why Krishna says, I give you independence. Prabhupada says in the purport, Krishna says, Krishna could have forced us to become Krishna conscious. He's God, He can do that, isn't it? And why is He not doing it though? Why do we have to struggle? Life could be easy. If Krishna, within less than a second, wanted us to become Krishna conscious, He can do it. But why is He not doing it? And Prabhupada says, because Krishna wants us to do what we want to do, or He wants us to have this minute independence to use it properly. If not, then there is no such thing called as love. You cannot command love. You cannot demand, hey, you must love me. I'll give you 1 lakh rupee. Love me. It's no such thing as that. It comes automatically. So the process that we're doing ultimately is to go back home, back to Godhead. I'm going to read you a verse here from the Srimad Bhagavatam. The qualities for going back to Godhead. And just try to listen. This is a very important verse. From 4th Canto, chapter 12, text 37. Shanta samadrisa sudha sarbha bhuta nuranjana yanti anjas yuta padam achyuta priya bandava. Persons who are peaceful, equipoised, cleansed and purified, and who know the art of pleasing all other living entities, keep friendship only with devotees of the Lord. They alone can very easily achieve the perfection of going back home, back to Godhead. I repeat, You probably forgot already. Persons who are peaceful, equipoised, cleansed, and purified, and who know the art of pleasing all other living entities, keep friendship only with devotees of the Lord. They alone can very easily achieve the perfection of going back home, back to Godhead. That's from Maitreya Rishi to Vidura. Hare Krishna. Any questions or comments or reflection? Haribo? Doesn't look like. Try it. A devotee of the Lord, he should know his limits. I eat very little. You can eat more. That's not the criteria here. Is that the more you eat, you should work harder. Okay? It's not that you eat so much and then you also sleep a lot. No. Prabhupada says that if you eat a lot, you should also work hard. You eat like a horse, work like a horse. Horse, they really work so hard. You can see they're foaming. The best servant is the one who is able to engage as many devotees in serving the Supreme Lord. He does not have to do it by himself. This is sign of a great devotee. It's not that, let me take all the service myself, and who cares to you? I don't care about you. I just want to show Krishna that I love him the most. No. The sign of a great devotee is that, Prabhu, can you do that? Okay. You give everyone facilities. You try to do that. You try to help others in their service. That is sign of that you are being Krishna conscious. If you are trying to stop others from doing service, then you're a nonsense. That's a mode of ignorance. Krishna doesn't accept what you're trying to do. Because you're hindering others. This is what happened to Hanuman. He's trying to stop the squirrel. Is it the squirrel of or what do you call this? Spider? There's two stories here, right? And Lord Ram says, what are you doing? Why are you stopping him? Let him. He can only carry a few grains of sand to help build the bridge. And you can carry big boulders, no problem, but don't tell him to move away. Don't tell him to stop or humiliate him. because he can only carry a few grains. We should always be thinking, how can I assist others in making advancement in Krishna consciousness? The more we think like this, the more we make advancement. The more we make advancement. We don't want to become number one in the front. We want to become number one even at the back. Number one in the front is for special devotees. Number one at the back is for more special devotees. Okay? Everything will be solved if we chant our rounds without any offenses. That is the Yuga Dharma. We should focus on that. Try to be engaged as much as possible in the Sankirtan process, and we will be content. We will be satisfied. We'll be happy. We don't have to hunker. It's like the villagers. You go to villagers, they don't hunker for anything. They live a simple lifestyle. They don't go to the rat race. Simple. Krishna consciousness, we've said this the other day, is simple, and it is spontaneous. So the more we are simple in Krishna consciousness, the more we become happy and satisfied, make advancement in Krishna consciousness. If you don't know what to do, ask those who are more advanced than you are how to make advancement in Krishna consciousness. Don't think that you're already advanced and you don't need anybody else. That is a sign of neophyte. This is a sign of immaturity in Krishna consciousness. That I can do it on my own? If you think that I can do it on my own, you will never make it. Not possible. Not possible. We always need the association of devotees. And we learn from them. Yes, balancing is not so easy. But Krishna will give you the intelligence how to do it. The more you make advancement. We have to be greedy. We have to be greedy for service. But greedy for service, that we are harming other devotees, then that is not real greed. That is mode of ignorance there. Greedy for service, help others also in their service. Okay? We'll stop here. Thank you very much for your kind attention. Hopefully we'll make advancement in Krishna consciousness and be satisfied. Srila Prabhupada ki Hitaye Gaur Premanande. Hare Krishna.